The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Overnight, Democrats celebrating a series of key victories, with abortion rights again proving to be a potent political issue heading into 2024.
The abortion access is the law of the land in Ohio.
Yeah. In one of the country's most watched swing state races, Ohioans voting to guarantee abortion access, enshrining that right into the state's constitution. Ohio becoming the seventh state to vote to protect abortion rights since the Supreme Court's ruling last year overturning Roe v. Wade.
We own our own bodies.
In deep red Kentucky, abortion rights also at the heart of Democratic Governor Andy Beshear's re-election campaign.
This is our chance to build that commonwealth we have always dreamed of, to stop the fighting, to push away the division.
Beshear defeating the state's Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who was backed by former President Trump and opposed abortion rights.
This brick wall means we maintain our majority in the Senate.
Oh, wow. And in Virginia, a tidal wave for Democrats who held on to their state Senate majority and took control of the House of Delegates, too. A dramatic rebuke of Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin, who was counting on a solidly red legislature to pass a ban on abortion after 15 weeks, with exceptions for rape and incest and saving the life of the mother.
So any sort of scale back of those rights, roll back of those rights that Governor Youngkin was offering, essentially, was repudiated tonight.
One election night win for Republicans in Mississippi.
Thank you, Mississippi!
Where incumbent Tate Reeves won a second term as governor, beating Democrat Brandon Presley, the cousin of a famous Mississippian, Elvis. And in Philadelphia, history was made. Democrat Sherelle Parker becoming the first female mayor in the city of brotherly love.
Well, all right, we lost the Elvis thing. It was fat old Elvis, but it's better than running Jerry Lee Lewis's second cousin, right? Right? Woohoo, everybody. They didn't even touch on in that report, they didn't even get to like Iowa school boards. Iowa, we won like every single school. Virginia, we won like every single school board. They retained, I mean, and this was Moms for Liberty's domain. This is what they were gonna take over the school. Turns out Americans are not, they're not big on book banning. They don't really dig it. They think it's pretty Nazi is what it is. So,
as far as Mississippi goes, we're going to need somebody like Cornbread to beat a guy like Tater in Mississippi, something down home to really compete.
Tater, they despise Tater. You know, and when I was looking at the map of Mississippi last night, you know, you could see just how segregated that state is. It's unbelievable. Like, you got, like, the whole western portion of Mississippi with no ballots. Did you see that at all last night? Did anybody see that? No ballots. I mean, this poor woman, I was watching her on Twitter trying to, you know, Xerox ballots, trying to get ballots going, trying to get them out. The lines in Hinds County, which is what, Jackson, were, I mean, hours long. And we're talking Mississippi, okay? We're talking Mississippi people. The Democratic part of Mississippi, the black part of Mississippi, lined up for hours to vote Democratic. To vote for the Democrat. And they waited and waited to the point where they had to hold the polls open for an hour because a judge actually said, "What do you mean you don't have any ballots? This happens every year." Yeah, and it does. It's the same places over and over. It's Satsuma, Alabama, and it's Jackson, Mississippi. Always running out of the ballots, always running out, and delivering about 100 of them at a time. Just parsing them out piecemeal. Yeah. So, listen, you know who I was very upset about? So, you know that Ohio, congratulations. You beat it back. You really did. They had that bogus election in August. That was so confusing that I was getting it backwards, remember? vote yes today. No, they're going, no, you vote no today. Oh, my God. Well, August, they tried to raise the threshold for these referendums to 60% before they could even be on the ballot. People in Ohio just said, no, that's not happening here, okay? We just can't wait until this election when we can vote in the election proper and tell you people that you messed up so hard when you took rights, a right, not a privilege, a right away from women. When you did that, you really, really messed up, dudes. And I'll tell you, the men, I was looking at the exit polls, the men in Ohio, they were split. They were split, like 50-50 almost. Right down the ass crack, the men were. You know, like, I couldn't believe it. But the women, they were like, I'll screw you. Really, we're done with you. We've had it with you. Stop, you know, dragging my heart around or whatever, you know. They were adamant about it. And so it was interesting that Virginia also went down in flames, the legislature, the state legislature, which, you know, the very president. Oh, wait, let me not. Did I leave Mississippi? Yes. Oh, no. So I wanted to do it this way. So now we're in Virginia. And Glenn Youngkin actually was saying to the electorate, listen, here's what you want to do. You want to show up in this off election and you want to actually give me the Senate. And if you can, you know, the House too. And I will progress. This was his word. I will progress a 15-week abortion ban. Well, women and men who have gone through pregnancies with women understand that sometimes you don't get the really bad news until past 15 weeks. Do you know what I'm saying? And that this health care is not up for grabs. Okay. It's not for Glenn Youngkin to decide. But he thought he had pulled it 8 ways to Sunday and he had found the sweet spot. Oh, men, what is wrong with you? Really? You will never find it. Never. I could tell you what the most popular small appliance is. Never mind. Anyway, so he thought he had found the sweet spot. He thought he was the one. And he missed so far. I mean, he was so far that he wasn't even in the same room with the spot. Okay? And people just said, oh, no. Oh, hell no. And now not only are you going to have no trifecta, but you're going to lose the entire state legislature because we don't want you restricting health care. For women, we just don't. And you know what drives me crazy? Okay, so you know all that, right? The media has told you all that, and you were probably just checking in on the poll returns last night and blah, blah, blah. But did you realize? I bet you did not, and I need you to, because this is how bad Mississippi is. It's not about Tater anymore, okay? He is the second most despised governor in the United States, and still he won elections. Okay, he won re-election. That tells you everything and anything you need to know about the electorate in Mississippi. It does. It's sad, but it does. It tells you everything you need to know. And by the way, both of these guys that were on the ballot last night, I mean, Elvis's second cousin is not exactly Jerry Lee Lewis's second cousin, okay? He's pro-life too. I guess Jerry Lee Lewis's guy is the guy that got the age lowered to, 12 or whatever. I don't know. But in Mississippi, I want to show you this. This woman here, see her? This one here, Lynn Finch, Attorney General. Do you know anything about her? Obviously, this is from last night. This is off of Twitter. I just took a random winner photo, okay, from WLBT Channel 3, On Your Side. Local Mississippi TV. You know who she is? She's the attorney general who invented the case Dobbs. Dobbs versus Jackson Health. Uh-huh. She's the one that argued it. She's the one that actually got the Supreme Court to say, no, it isn't a right. You're right, Lynn. And all these people are rejecting the abortion bans. But the woman who created it gets reelected.